This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah, welcome back, Nation. 817 says if you use cornstarch or baking powder with seasoning, it'll give you the crispy skin on turkey or chicken.
Sure does for chicken.
Yes.
100% does for chicken, yeah.
Okay, I'm hitting that.
Right about that.
I got to hit that. I'm going to do a beer can chicken. Brian gave me one of those cool beer can chicken mounts, so I'm going to get that done this weekend and try it out. I'm going to have that bird skin right for next Thanksgiving. It's gone on too long. Okay, every Monday at this time, though, we deliver the results of GBAG NFL Survivor. You miss a pick, you have to do a bet payoff. Last week, Chiafalo had to drink a liquid Thanksgiving mystery mix. He took it down like a champ, almost vomited, but he got it together. He said, no, sir, not today. So if nobody loses, that means we all get punished, okay, in the form of a Friday immunity challenge event. So you really want somebody to lose, but to get your pick right every week. It's a cruel, cruel game that we're doing here all season long. Brian and I, by the way, you picked the Niners as well, right?
I did.
We dominated, man. Complete dominated.
Yeah, that's the Niners don't give up any points. I don't think they've given up a second-half touchdown
so
since
good.
Week 7.
They haven't given up a second-half point in 4 weeks.
Yeah,
and they didn't. Gosh. And they pitched a shutout for 4 quarters yesterday.
Oh, it's now 6 quarters. It's now 6 quarters going back to their previous game. 0 points allowed in the last three halves
what
of football.
Bleep?
Yeah, they're hitting their stride.
They scored 13, and their offense was misfiring right and left. But San Francisco 7-4, and these guys are good. So, hopefully they have an off day offensively, like you just saw. But is the Saints front good? Is the Saints run defense like strong? What happened there exactly?
I think the Saints. I don't know. I mean,
the Saints go marching.
The thing with the Saints, though, I think there's, you watch them. I think they're really having a problem with Dennis Allen as their coach.
Yeah.
I just don't think. I mean, he as a defensive coordinator, I think he was fine. But, I mean, and I know he calls the defensive, I just feel like and I'm sorry, TCU fans out there, I don't get why they keep playing Andy Dalton. It's like they want Philadelphia to have the highest pick they can. But I think the Saints defense has been put in a lot of bad situations.
Agreed? Okay. Yeah. Well, Chuck Chiafalo, did you guys survive as well?
Yes. Thank goodness. Buffalo terrified me.
Oh, that was a stressful early portion of a Walchuk Thanksgiving, was
Detroit
it not?
Detroit was playing very well on Thanksgiving. They tie it up, and then we had Josh Allen and Stephon Diggs do their thing. They hooked it up, and Tyler Bass came through with 2 seconds left on the clock. He kicks what ended up being the game winner. They squibbed it. The Lions unable to do anything, and the Bills. Nobody circles the wagons like the Buffalo Bills. And they salvaged it for me, so I'm good. I survived a week. I'm not getting anything waxed. And, guys, I have a massive breakout back there.
Oh, no.
It is not good.
I knew it, man. The postpartum of the back waxing was going to be the worst portion of the entire payoff.
Shout out my girl Melissa. Still love you, Melissa. But, oi.
That thing lingers.
Need some ointment.
Yeah.
Does it itch?
Burns.
It's real itchy.
It is not aesthetically pleasing in any way, Lucius.
I need a back stretcher. Back stretcher. Back stretcher.
Some prickly and everything.
Oy, it's terrible back there. I don't even want to look at it.
You have the ingrown hairs and stuff.
I don't know, man. My sister was doing all kinds of weird stuff to it back there.
What?
She was like getting the black. Like she was trying to. She was having a field day. She loves that stuff. She likes the Dr. Pimple Popper.
Oh.
So she was trying to pop whatever she could.
That show pops. That thing. I just go right. Past.
I can't.
She loves it, man. She. probably was a dermatologist in another life. She loves that stuff.
That's a hell of a Thanksgiving at the Woolchucks.
Yeah.
Yes.
Especially when the pimple stinks and you can tell all the reaction in there and they go,
bro, one of them, like there was like skin particle, like dead skin particles. It just kept on oozing and goozing. It was disgusting.
Okay.
All right, we're going to move on. 405, it just got weird.
That tasted worse than the Thanksgiving mix.
Yeah. Dude, you told on yourself during the Peace-a-thon and said it didn't taste bad. It was delicious.
I sense a bet payoff.
I was joking, but.
I said it's a bet payoff.
A bet payoff where somebody has to get their fingers on Woolchuck's back?
That's right.
No. I'll eat a fried egg.
I will eat a fried egg
or a deviled egg.
If that's a would you rather situation, I'm choosing death, okay?
Can I get some medical gloves?
I like where you're going.
and a blindfold, please.
And a face shield. One of those COVID face shield deals.
You're going to need a couple of COVID face shields.
A welding helmet is what I mean.
That's exactly right. That's terrible.
It's like an episode of Stranger Things.
Woolchuck can also thank Jim Nantz, and we'll get to that a little bit later on in the program, for the Bills' victory and the Lions' L on Thanksgiving. I did escape after what was a little bit of a weird second half in Miami. The Dolphins did complete the victory over the Texans, looked amazing at halftime, then things got a little bit weird. It was a nightmare for anybody who had the Dolphins points going over the 30.5, because that's what it was set in Vegas. Yeah. Basically, Dolphins score 31 points. They had 30 at halftime. They end up with 30 in the game, so that's a disaster. But the Dolphins get the victory, and I will say, Teron Armstead is injured, probably not playing their left tackle. I think the right tackle might be banged up. Things got nasty in the second half with the Texans' pressure, and they are going to San Francisco and that vaunted defense on Sunday. So you have the Mike McDaniel reunion, but you have now Tua, who I believe at one point looked like he got completely broken in half. I was scared for his life.
It was weird because he kind of like stretched himself out a little bit.
It was an awkward hit that I thought might result in him never walking again, but he ended up getting right up. It was weird. But I am nervous for Tua's life going to San Francisco without both his tackles.
I hope Joey Bosa and these guys smacks the life out of the
Niners. I am genuinely concerned for the health, short-term and long-term, for Tua getting through four quarters in San Francisco without his tackles. Dear God.
That's occupational hazard for a man like that.
I swear. It is.
All righty. Well, tune in. I guess Friday we will. So everybody won. We're going to have to do some sort of an immunity challenge. Program director Gavin Spittle is in the laboratory, and he comes up with some crazy stuff. It'll be either embarrassing, painful, or disgusting. One of those three things.
Ron is
trying
to get one of us to literally possibly die on the show.
Yes. Mm-hmm. What he's hoping
with
for.
With the shocker and drink water while you're doing it?
Yeah. Water wants the threat of electrocution to go down at some point for an immunity test.
You might
test.
Survive it, you might not.
All just to get out
anything
of the weekend
for ratings,
of the
baby.
Survivor fix.
Time now for the G-Bag of the Day, curated.
I had my last day of leftovers yesterday. I'm past the leftovers. I'm not going to do it anymore.
Me too. Okay.
One of those mornings, I woke up to mac and cheese.
That's a hell of a breakfast.
It's too much, bro. Too much. Jammed up in the morning. Let's see. Hey, and I was Googling when you're talking about the pimples. Pimple Pete. There's a game called Pimple Pete. It's made by Dr. Pimple Popper, and you're supposed to pop the zits off this teenage kid's face.
Oh, wow. Some people are super into that. You know?
It's gross, though.
So, is this like the game, like the old game Operation?
Yeah, it's like that.
It's Popperation.
No.
It's so gross, dog. No. Oh, my God.
There is something satisfying about a good one, okay, but I don't want to watch other people.
It's satisfying when I'm alone doing it by myself, and I realize it's just like a runner. You're like, oh, God, this is a good one.
I get it. I get it, but I don't want to watch it on TikTok.
I definitely don't want to see anybody else. I don't want their juices on me. None of that joint. I definitely don't want to smell the rancid smell on the inside of your body, bro.
No, thank you.
Our winner and still champ is Mr. James. He's an old vet that was at Walmart shopping, and a man on the street situation came up. Some girl, she was cute, started talking to him, and he started putting his game down because he's smooth as eggs.
Okay, me or Black History Month?
Repeat that question now again. You or Black History Month?
Mm-hmm. Which one will you choose?
Right now, probably be you. Go ahead.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
I love that. You're a nice, attractive-looking young lady.
All right.
Go ahead. What's next?
And so you love your history?
Yes, I do love history. I majored in history.
Period. So why are you choosing me over history?
Because I know enough about history, but I don't know enough about you.
All right, Mr. James, don't play.
Don't play.
He got a key ring with mad keys on it. He still got a pager. And he will go get your girl's tires changed, like fixed. New, brand new tires.
Yeah.
Can't believe your man got you out here in them tires like that. I hate to intrude, but, you know. Let's see. We did mention Jim Nance. Should I? I'm going to skip that for now.
No.
Do what you want to do, bro.
Okay. Well, we'll play it later. I mean.
Okay.
What time are you trying to play it?
I'm going
to
hit that at 4:40.
Oh, yeah. We got plenty of time.
Plenty of time.
Jim Nance right here hits a Detroit kicker with the announcer's jinx during the Thanksgiving game.
Okay. Do not talk to me about an announcer's jinx. Michael Badgley has not missed a kick all year, field goal or PAT.
Well, then I won't
even talk about it. 29 yards.
About it.
Here's Badgley's kick. Oh, my gosh. No.
Wow.
Lion fans, I apologize.
Wow. He said it with so much confidence, too.
Yeah, he did.
And Tony was like, oh, I can't believe you're doing this. The kick is as good as missed.
What do you mean? It was a chip shot. It's like a 27-yard field goal.
29 yards.
Yeah. That was good, man. Jim. I loved it. Sneaks away a victory.
William.
Let's see. Dawson sent this one to me during Peace-a-thon.
Oh, yeah. That's good.
Kevin Hagley's son.
Yes.
His other son.
Oh, this is
old son.
Yeah, his old son.
Senior in high school.
The
now.
One he should remember, for real. You've been there with me the whole time, son.
Marketing guy. Going to business school. Sharp kid.
All right.
Quick on his feet.
Hit Kevin with a little dad guilt right here. Put him in a tight spot.
For the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, where it is a family affair, and I do believe my wife and son are going to be back up here in a little bit.
Brandon's here.
Yeah, Brandon's here.
My younger son.
Wow, did you already forget about Brandon?
Wow. God, that's unfortunate.
Extra what a Christmas present for Brandon.
Is this now? Brandon's sitting right there staring at you.
Brandon, what do you want for Christmas?
Wow. Do you want to put Twitch him on mic? He has thoughts and things to say. Oh, my God, he came up to the mic so quickly.
I just want my dad to remember me.
Oh! Ouch.
This and then he walked off. Then he walked off.
In tears.
Man. Do you call
that's
him
a
hey?
G-Bag of the Day nominee, by the way.
That is a
that's all he wants for Christmas.
Oh, that is so wonderful. Sad, Brandon. Oh,
man.
Had to remember him.
Oh, it's uncomfortable.
Sharp kid.
Yeah,
very
Brandon,
impressed.
Brandon's
it's good catching up with him. I don't think I'd really chatted with him since COVID. He used to be up here all the time.
Yeah.
Let's see. Oh, we played Hornets announcer Eric Collins last week. There's another clip of him right here I wanted to play. The Hornets were up by 3. All they had to do was just move the ball, kill the clock, you know, dribble it out, do something.
Uh-huh.
But somebody was getting ready to take a shot, and Eric Collins went to stressing.
Point lead. Terry. Bat it around. No! Yes! Just hold the ball! And P.J. Washington is fouled.
Wow.
Kelly Oubre almost fired that up there.
Yeah, he did.
Kelly Oubre almost pulled a boner.
What? I had to Google it. I was like, wait a minute, what? Is he talking about the nerd guy from the Revenge of the
I
Nerds?
I think so. No, that's the neighbor of Mike Seaver.
Okay.
It was that the old one.
Okay.
Is that Family Ties? What was that show with the Seaver?
Growing Pains.
Growing Pains.
The neighbor's name was Boner.
Yes
it was.
Wow. Because up until like 85, Boner was like a bonehead move.
Yes.
It evolved. Yeah. Incredible.
Gosh, I loved
man.
Growing Pains growing
Stiffy.
Up. Leonardo DiCaprio started on that show.
What? On
the Boner
Growing
Show.
Growing Pains.
The Boner Show.
Boner Show.
Shout out to Robin Thicke.
Oh, that's crazy, bro.
Robin Thicke, absolutely. Yeah, Robin Thicke.
That's like when me and Walchuk last year discovered, thanks to Yankees play-by-play man.
Sterling?
John Sterling,
yes.
Thank you. Brought us good pull. Intercourse can be used in other
variety of ways.
In a variety of different ways. Wow. Yeah, that was shocking.
Good to know.
That could be a conversation.
Yeah.
When he said that he had intercourse with the manager before the game.
Oh, right.
It was incredible.
That could be a good question for Stephen Jones.
All right. Very honest reporting right there. You kept it real as hell. Chris Collinsworth last night.
Uh-oh.
We got Sunday Night Football.
Yes.
Yeah. A little double cheek action right here.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah.
This is a double cheek push here. Now, when he goes off that way, sometimes you only get a single cheek. But that's what they do. They submarine underneath, and then they try to get the double cheek push going, and it works all the time. Look at the four-point stance underneath there, and then you just shove them right forward like
that. Okay.
You didn't do that, did you?
That's the way they described it to me.
I know,
me.
And you explained it to us, but did you have to give it to all of America?
Yeah.
Yes.
You didn't do that, did you?
Oh, that's amazing.
That was a great moment.
This little piece goes with it, too, because he said this afterwards.
Dancing cheek to cheek has a whole new meaning on Sunday Night Football.
Nice job, Riz. Well
done. Okay, is it Mr. James, our Walmart shopper? The senior citizen Romeo himself. Jim Nance hits Detroit kicker with his announcer's jinx. Hagee's son put Kevin in some serious dad guilt right there. That's all he wants for Christmas, dad, remember. Hornets announcer Eric Collins stressed out over late game management. Chris Collinsworth, Sunday Night Football there, describing the Eagles' a fourth down QB sneak strategy. It's automatic. You could load up 20 guys over the center, and Jalen Hurts is getting through for a gain of two. It's not even close. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Fourth and two, I think, is an automatic for the Eagles.
It's the power bottom.
Nobody's stopping it.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Hagee's son. Cracked me up.
That's a good call. My wife almost virtually never texts me during the show. She said, "Hey, boner." That's what she just texted. I think I have to go with that one.
Okay. The Hornets announcer, Eric Collins.
Yeah, Eric Collins for me, too.
Zach?
I'm going to go with Brandon, Hagee's kid.
We're tied at two, Broadus.
Eric Collins.
By a score of 3-2, and your new G-Bag of the Day champion. It's Charlotte Hornets play-by-play man Eric Collins, stressed out over late-game management as his guys made a boner. Okay? specifically Kelly Oubre.
Yeah.
Jeez. Maybe all those KU rumors about Kelly Oubre were true. Hold the ball.
Krusty's Corner's coming up next. Where are we going, sir?
Yeah, let's take a look at that All-22. We'll talk about that next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.